Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. It's Kinnerapp joining you here today as we like to talk about what's going on here in the community, whether it's events, organizations, but also talking about awareness months, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But hey, I got a special guest joining us here this morning from RDAP. We have Taylor Hicks joining us. And Taylor, good morning, and how are we doing?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you for having me today.
Well, we're excited to have you in. I know here in the month of April, it is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So I'll kind of dive in that, just kind of talk a little bit about, you know, what this month is in Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
So yeah, April is known as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We actually have Teal Day, which is our day of action coming up on Friday, April 19th. So we just encourage the community to wear the color teal in support of sexual assault survivors. Our outreach coordinator was going around town to businesses last week with ribbons and flyers. And so teal is kind of a hard color to find sometimes. So if there's any businesses that need more ribbons or, you know, if she handed out those ribbons to y'all, just make sure to wear those on April 19th. That's this Friday. And really the purpose of that is just to elevate a public level of awareness about sexual assault and harassment, and kind of to educate our communities on how to prevent the crime.
And then I know we were kind of talking about as well, before we kind of dive into some other stuff, RDAP, a lot of folks, some folks may not know what RDAP is. Kind of talk about RDAP a little bit.
So yeah, we have a lot of services that we provide. We have a 24/7 crisis line, so somebody is always on call. We have emergency shelters for victims, and that is sexual assault, human trafficking, and domestic violence victims. For some of our clients that are in shelter, we offer transportation. We do medical referrals and advocacy, legal referrals. We offer assistance with protection orders, information and resources, education and prevention programs. And we also offer ongoing support. So we have quite a few support groups in English and in Spanish that we have weekly.
And with RDAP, it's also every organization, nonprofit have like events and fundraisers to talk. I know we'll kind of have you in, guys. We'll have you guys in later down the line, but kind of just talk about some of the awareness events.
So, yeah, we also have on April 24th is Denim Day, and I believe I'll be in here next week talking about that. So I'll touch on that at a later time, but we do have that coming up as well this month. And then we're trying to plan things, I guess, for the community during the summertime, especially. I feel like sexual assault is so prevalent during Nebraska Land Days. So we are working on ideas, and fundraisers, awareness events, during the summer as well. Like I said, just to kind of hit on that a little bit. The other thing is just that our community is growing, especially like the marginalized communities with all the businesses that we have coming in. And so I just feel like that's so important to kind of hit on, because having diversified like perspectives and experiences contribute to representation in our community. So it allows survivors who may feel alone and isolated at first to kind of see that there is someone else who looks like them in the community who has gone through a similar situation, and then kind of recognize that the community can be built through that. So that's really important to us as well.
You know, you hit it. One thing I was going to talk about was how North Platte is growing. The community is growing. You know, we have lots of coming. We have the beef plant coming in.
Yep.
The rail yard that's going to go up at Hershey. You'll probably see a lot of folks coming to North Platte and living, making the trip. So I think being aware 24/7 is key for sure.
Right. Exactly.
And then might have some listeners listening along with us. Maybe if they want to get a hold of RDAP for any questions, comments, concerns, how can they get a hold of y'all?
So you can call us. Our office is open 8 to 4 every day except Wednesday. We do close at 3 on Wednesdays. We do have that 24/7 crisis line. So if you have a question after hours, you're more than welcome to call that line. If you call the office, that number is 308-532-5000. 0624. You can ask for me. Our volunteer coordinator is, her name is Hannah. And so she can kind of get you set up. We have plenty of ways to volunteer in the community. Whether that be on Crisis Line, or we have that new clothing closet, or fundraisers, educational nights, or just getting educated about sexual assault. Obviously, not everyone in the community is as passionate about it as we are. To some, maybe it would be boring to read through the material that we do. However, I just think that because, you know, it's happening here and now, a lot of people think, oh, it's a rural community, like that doesn't happen here, but it does. And I think that they would be surprised by the statistics, the numbers. And so just getting educated, you know, or if they have an idea on like a fundraiser, or if they want their business to have like a training, that's a good way as well. And really even just donating. I know that a lot of people just have so much going on between work and kids' activities, you know, just everyday life. But monetary donations help immensely because we are grant funded. And so sometimes when we are close to that deadline, you know, of that funding kind of running out, then we're not able to provide as much as many resources or, you know, services that we would like to for victims. So monetary donations, again, help out immensely for us. Even personal hygiene kits, we get a lot of those around Christmas, but we go through them like crazy. So, like I said, any way that there's always ways to give back to the community, you know, to get involved, to volunteer. So just reach out to the office and ask for one of us, and we can point you in the right direction.
And then, Taylor, any final thoughts for the listeners tuning along here with us today?
We just hit it hard on believing survivors. Many survivors won't actually disclose sexual assault or harassment out of fear of not being believed, or even facing victim blaming or negative repercussions. And so we're always here, like I said, 24/7. So if you or someone you know is in that situation, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Well, Taylor, thanks for taking the time for joining us, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.